This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Britain's defense ministry said Saturday, reported Saturday, a Royal Navy warship shot down a suspected attack drone targeting commercial ships in the Red Sea, the latest account of attacks on merchant vessels in the region in recent days. The incidents have gotten the attention of the United States and its allies in the region, VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Saturday's incident was the latest in a series of attacks on merchant vessels in the Bab el Mandeb Strait in the Red Sea between Yemen on the Arabian Peninsula and Djibouti and Eritrea in the Horn of Africa. On Friday, the world's biggest shipping company, Maersk, paused its vessels from passing through the area until further notice. Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen Friday claimed responsibility for the attack, saying they were carried out to show solidarity with Palestinians in Gaza. Speaking Friday in Tel Aviv, U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan condemned the attacks.
The Houthis represent a material threat to freedom of navigation, to commercial shipping, to lawful commerce. And the United States is working with the international community, with partners from the region and from all over the world, to deal with this threat.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Both Russia and Ukraine have reported dozens of attempted drone attacks in the past day. Ukraine's Air Force said Saturday that Ukrainian air defense had shot down 30 out of 31 drones launched overnight against 11 regions of the country. Russia also said Friday evening that it had thwarted a series of Ukrainian drone attacks. Russian anti-aircraft units destroyed 32 Ukrainian drones over the Crimean Peninsula and six in the Kursk region bordering Ukraine. A Russia-installed governor in Ukraine's partially occupied southern Kherson region reported on Telegram that at least 15 aerial targets had been downed. The attacks began hours after Hungary vetoed 50 billion euros of European Union funding to Ukraine. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events 24 hours a day at our website, voanews.com.